Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. This is Jane Erickson from the Port Project Committee at NPU Architectural Services. I hope you remember me. Anyway, the committee was very impressed by your presentation today, and we'd like to encourage you to submit a formal quote as soon as possible. I know that the closing date is in 6 weeks, but would it be possible for you to submit your documents in 3 weeks? The committee needs as much time as possible to evaluate each proposal and make a recommendation. Should you have any inquiries at all, please don't hesitate to call me at 781-2213.
Number 86. Why is the caller leaving the message? Number 87. When is the closing date? Number 88. What should Mr. Jackson do if he has any questions? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following speech.
Well, as you can see, I am surprised and overwhelmed by this award. I'd especially like to dedicate the Young Entrepreneur of the Year trophy to my mother, who has always supported me. Actually, it was in my mother's garage that I developed my hobby into a successful business. I started as a child, building the electronic project kits that she bought me. I soon began making modifications, and from there I moved on to design. Now I provide secure computer networks for large corporations all over North America. Well, I'm one of those lucky people who have become rich doing what they love. Thanks again to everybody who has made it possible.
Number 89. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 90. How did the speaker first become interested in his field of work? Number 91. Why does the speaker say he is a lucky man? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, everybody, to the City at Night Tour. My name's Barbara, and I'll be your guide and host this evening. I know that many of you know Blackburn well, but I hope that you are going to enjoy seeing a different side of this city. First, we'll be visiting Blackburn's medieval fortress, and I should warn you that we will be visiting the dungeons and torture chamber. Then we'll go to historic Wetherby Mansion. There are rumors that it is haunted by the ghost of Lady Wetherby, who disappeared mysteriously 500 years ago. And finally, to finish on a happier note, there will be a champagne supper in Blackburn Tower Park, which has a splendid view of the sparkling city lights and the surrounding hills.
Number 92. Who most likely is giving the talk? Number 93. What does the speaker say about historic Wetherby Mansion? Number 94. Which of the following best describes Blackburn Tower Park? Go on to the next page. Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following speech.
As you all know, we are here today to say farewell to our much-loved company president, Philip Brown. Now that we have finished our superb lunch, we can take a few minutes to reflect on his achievements. In 1965, after 4 years of heroic service in the U.S. Marines, Philip Brown returned to his home with nothing except a great determination to succeed. Working nights to pay for his education and support his wife and young son, he successfully completed an engineering degree. Starting with our company in 1969, he soon showed brilliance, not only as an engineer, but also as a leader. Always keen to produce the highest possible standard of work, he rose rapidly to become a key member of our senior management. We will miss him both as a personal friend to many of us and as our most successful president.
Number 95. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 96. When did Mr. Brown start working for the company? Number 97. What does the speaker say about Mr. Brown? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk. Greetings, everybody. I'm Tony Kaminsky, and I represent Activate Tools, a family company based in Toronto. Our company produces and sells high-end electric and electronic tools so that buyers like you can retail them in your quality stores. We sell only handmade products that are not only well-crafted and a pleasure to use, but are also functional. And should they ever need to be repaired, they come with a lifetime guarantee. Everywhere they have been sold, they're appreciated by discerning customers. And so we are seeking to expand into new markets in new countries. And we're expanding our range, too, to include a custom order department. Customers will be able to order a set of engraving tools customized to their requirements, colors, and grip styles can be specified, and so on. Once I've shown you a sample of our range, I'm sure you will be more than happy to include our products in your own catalogs. And please note that if, for any reason, you are not satisfied with our products, please return them. They are fully refundable. Number 98. Who is the intended audience of this talk? Number 99. What is implied about the products Activate Tools sells? Number 100. Which of the following is not included in the company's plan?
This is the end of the listening test.